This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A new comic book goes on sale this month, which is nothing special. This one looks and feels like a fairly typical superhero story, but the 99 is very different. One of the heroes is Jabbar from Saudi Arabia. He has superhuman strength. And Dana Ibrahim can sense good and evil in people. They are two of the 99, a group of superhuman Muslim teenagers trying to protect the world. Brooke Dara Schumann talked to the creator of the 99, Naif Al-Mutawa, who, just like a lot of us, fell in love with comics when he was a kid.
I still remember the way Batman smelled, for some reason, the comic, the actual paper and the ink.
Naif Al-Mutawa discovered Batman visiting the U.S. at that quintessential American institution, summer camp.
At Camp Robin Hood. Actually, ironically, my son Hamid, my eldest, after his first summer there, he said, "Baba, I found this new comic called Archie." And I was like, "New comic, huh?" You know, same place I found it myself.
Mutawa eventually went to business school and became the CEO of Tashkil Media Group, distributing Western comics in the Middle East. The 99 is the company's first original comic. The idea came to him in a cab.
My sister turned to me in a cab ride on the way from London's Edgware Road to Harrods and said, "Naif, remember you told me that after you're done with school, you'd go back to writing?" And I said, "Yeah, I remember." She said, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "You know, Samar, for me to go back now, the concept has got to have the potential of Pokemon. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense." My next thought was that there had been a fatwa issued against Pokemon. It was made un-Islamic in some markets. My next thought was, my God, what has happened to Islam? And who are these people making these decisions? My next thought was of Allah and how disappointed he must be. My next thought was that Allah had 99 attributes. And ironically, that brought me full circle back to Pokemon, which is a concept of a few hundred attributes. So by the end of that cab ride, I got out of Harrods. I turned to my sister and I said, "What do you think of this?" I said, "If I wanted to create superheroes based on an Islamic paradigm, this is how it would work. Muslims believe that power is Allah, and Allah has 99 attributes. And Muslims believe, la ilaha illallah, there is no God but God. But those attributes are also human attributes, but not at the same level. Attributes like strength, wisdom, foresight, mercy, kindness, and dozens of others that are not used today to describe Islam in the media. So the idea is a series of heroes, each of which embodying one of these traits, yet needing to work in a team of three to solve a problem."
So Mutawa hired a team of illustrators and writers that were all veterans of DC and Marvel Comics. The result has bright colors, superheroes with big hearts, and sharp one-liners.
The style of the 99 is very much what American superhero comics looked like in the late 80s, early 90s. It's got that sort of big, bold, punchy, hyper-stylized, hyper-dramatic, hyper-foreshortened kind of look.
Douglas Wolk is a cultural critic. His new book is called Reading Comics.
The 99 are very much like the X-Men. The X-Men are a way of talking about difference, about, you know, gender difference and sexual difference and racial difference and cultural difference. In a lot of ways, the 99 is kind of an X-Men comic in Middle Eastern drag.
But the X-Men are all genetic mutants. The 99 get their powers from good old magic. The backstory is a little complicated.
In 1258, any school kid in that part of the world will tell you that the Mongols invaded Baghdad and destroyed it. And all the books from Dar al-Hikmah Library, the most famous library in the world at that time, were thrown in the Tigris River. And the Tigris changes color with ink. I rewrite that history, and I say the Mongols invaded Baghdad to destroy the library. That was their intent. But the librarians found out, and they got together a special solution of king's water that when mixed with 99 stones would be able to save all that culture and history and tolerance and advancement that Baghdad was known for at the time.
After that, though, there's not really very much of the flavor of the Middle East, of the flavor of Islamic culture about it, partly because, as I understand, the creators have tried to keep specific religious stuff out of it.
There is no mention of Islam in the books. Nobody prays. You know, when I was raising money for the concept, one of the people loved the concept, and he said to me, "So this is a fantastic idea. Are the characters going to pray?" That was his first question. I said, "How are they going to pray?" He said, "The Sunni way." I said, "Really?" And basically what I was trying to get to him is that I wanted something that any kid could read anywhere in the world. You know, if you're Muslim, great. Just like, you know, my kid is reading Spider-Man now in Arabic. Spider-Man's mantra, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, that's beautiful. What culture wouldn't espouse that as their own? The same thing I'm trying to do with the values of Allah. I mean, generosity, strength, wisdom. I mean, who wouldn't want their kids growing up with those as their values?
But every comic needs a supervillain. And the 99's is Ruhal. He was born in the 15th century, at the time when Ferdinand and Isabella were at war with Islam in Spain. Now he wants to assemble the 99 stones into a kind of God-powered weapon.
He still wants to use religion to fight because he's worried of these things happening again. So he doesn't do it with an evil intent, but religion, like everything else, can be used for good or for bad. The struggle for the 99 stones is for the struggle of the use of religion.
It really sort of backs away from politics as it relates to relations between the West and the Middle East. One of the big annoying things that Western comics do when they talk about the Middle East is immediately bring in terrorism. It's like a word association game. That's something that you would think that if the 99 is aimed partly at a Western audience, which it seemed to be, they might want to address, and that's something I really wish the 99 had more of.
You know, I interviewed for Columbia Business School 3 weeks after 9/11. And at that point in my life, somebody who's related to my grandfather, you know, the Wall Street Journal had written up a piece about whether or not he was involved in funding bin Laden. So question three in my interview was how I was related to this person. And I didn't know how to answer. I was like, if I said, you know, he's my grandfather's cousin and I have no follow-up question, I'm gone. I'm not getting into business school. So I said to him, I said, politically or socially? And he said, both. I said, well, socially, he's my grandfather's cousin. Politically, I have nothing to do with him. He's like, are you sure? I said, absolutely. But it just hit me in the face, like up close and personal, that if I don't do something about it and other people like me don't do something about it, and we just sit back and, you know, just complain and grumble about the way we're being viewed by other people, we're going to get nowhere fast.
For Studio 360, I'm Brooke Schumann.
You can see some of the 99 at studio360.org.